Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Well, over in my neck of the woods, the Albany Film Fest getting underway with monthly screenings related to activism, and their September film is entitled Between the Sun and the Sidewalk, and screenings on Thursday coming up at the Rialto Cinemas Elmwood, that's over on College Avenue in Berkeley. And joining us right now is filmmaker Helen de Michiel and subject of the film, Christian Garcia. Helen, first of all, did I get your last name right?
It's actually de Michiel, and thank you, Rick, so much for having us on the show. I just want to make a quick little correction there that the film will be showing at one of the Rialto cinemas called the Cerrito in El Cerrito, California, on Thursday.
That's what I thought. I thought mostly because, yes, El Cerrito, my hometown, is named after the Little Hill, but the Little Hill, El Cerrito, is in Albany, and the Cerrito Theater in San Pablo is usually where the Albany Film Festival is. I don't know why the press release says Elmwood, but I'm glad you corrected me. Helen de Michiel, so tell us a little bit about this film, because this is also a NorCal film.
Exactly. Well, Between the Sun and the Sidewalk is a documentary, and we started it several years ago, and it follows a group of young people who are led by Christian Garcia, who's on the call with us, and the Organizing and Leadership Academy. And the group is working to, in the film, to pass a local soda tax in Stockton, in California Central Valley, part of California that a lot of us don't always think about. So in the film, we see them going through the various ups and downs to really learn how community organizing works and what it takes to really get involved in civic engagement.
Christian Garcia is
also for democracy.
Mm-hmm. Christian Garcia is also with us, and I know, Christian, along with Aurora Castellanos, you fought against I'll let you tell it. It was a tax, and it had to do with local sodas. And take us a little bit more through what went down, please.
Morning, Rick, and thanks for the opportunity. The focus of this documentary revolves around this community and these young group of activists who begin to make the connection between the consumption of sugary beverages and how that's having an impact on their family's health, diabetes, type 2, et cetera. And so what they end up doing is collecting signatures to try to place a ballot measure before voters to tax these sugary beverages, take on this industry, and use those funds to reconnect it back into the community so that they could have after-school programs, parks and recreation, et cetera. But along the way, I won't tell you the whole plot, but in like any political situation, the industry shows up and derails the plans, and really it becomes more of a learning lesson about what it takes to do this work. And I think especially now with our political landscape, I think people are looking for ways to get involved at the local level, and this film really shows them what it takes to do that work.
The other thing, Christian, is, I lived in Oakland for a while, and so I always try to fight for my town when people give it a bad name. And there's no doubt that the stock town and the 209, it gets on these lists of worst cities in America. And Dallas Braden says, I'm done, too much crime, I'm done with Stockton. And yet there's UOP, there's Banner Island Ballpark. And what's it like when you're in a town that gets the short end of the stick a lot of the time for reputation?
I think it's one of these things where there's small stories or small situations or small neighborhoods that there's maybe one or two bad incidents, but that's anywhere in the USA, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think those stories get blown out of proportion. And I think that's why storytelling and capturing information to really show what these communities are capable of doing are important. I mean, I live in Oakland and I'm proud to live there, and there's so much diversity. There's so much great food everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But you only hear about all the bad things. And so I think it's a matter of communities coming together and telling their stories and showing them that, look, there's more in these communities than these, crime situations that don't happen every day or just kind of far and few in between.
Helen, what was the most compelling part of this story, because every political issue has two sides. Was it the age of Christian and Aurora? What were some of the things that you're like, wow, this really needs to be documented?
Yeah, what really was so amazing to me was seeing how young adolescents who didn't really have much to do after school connected with the young organizers who were young adults in Stockton and would come to the office after school to work on this project, because many of them in their own families had people who suffered from diabetes, because 39% of people under the age of 30 in the Central Valley suffer from diabetes or pre-diabetes. So it was a subject that really interested them. And they brought a kind of energy to doing the very hard work at the time of connecting with people on the streets, what they call visibility, going out, knocking on doors, trying to get signatures, trying to interact with people one-on-one. I was so amazed at the amount of work and energy and commitment that I was seeing in front of me, and watching the young people evolve in terms of how they saw the bigger issues connected to the smaller issues in the communities where they lived. So at first they thought, why a soda tax? You know, this is not as important as really working towards other issues that are more important to us. But they saw how it related to immigration, to water, to other parts of society that they hadn't considered. So they grew in the process of working on this particular project. So for me, that was really inspirational, and I wanted to show how that worked, both through the ups and the downs of doing it.
One last question for you, Christian, and that is, we know a lot of people are very apathetic about voting. In fact, you know, Turlock's Colin Kaepernick said, "I don't vote, it's a waste of time," and somebody might say, why should I hold up a sign that says, "Stop ICE, I know they won't stop." So how do you get people saying, no, the votes do matter. This is how we create change. And this country was founded on protesting. How do you get people who are maybe a little more indifferent to the process?
That's a really great question. You know, I think it's really looking at what are the local impacts that have an impact on you, right? Like, the economy, all those kind of things. Like, people don't sit down and think about how if they voted for the right congressional representative or the right city council member, school board member, you know, things could be different in their communities. And sometimes we become so apathetic to it that we're not paying attention. We're so focused on Washington and Sacramento, but really we're not focused on what's happening in downtown in our own city halls. And I think that's where it starts. You got to take a step back and really look at the local level, the things you have an impact on. If there's a street light, if there's a stop sign that needs to be put in your neighborhood, are you getting involved with that? What are you doing about that? And also starts with informing your own family. How are you getting your family involved? And I think that's one of the things that I really like about this film, is that Helen captures that. It's these kids talking to their family and friends, talking to their neighborhoods, and learning about parts of their neighborhoods that they've never been to, but they only got there because we went door to door to talk to their neighbors. But I think, you know, it can be very daunting to think about all these issues, but focus on small things. Focus on, you have kids, focus on their education and how you're going to ensure that they have the best education. And I recognize that a lot of people are busy, but sometimes it's just a simple thing as sending an email, making a phone call, talking to a teacher or representative or someone. But that's how you start. You can't, you know, but voting is so critical, and especially nowadays, we need to take that. We can't take that for granted, because we're really at the point in our democracy where it can be taken away the next, you know, in a couple of years.
Very poignant stuff. Everyone should get down to the Cerrito Theater Thursday at 7 p.m., part of our Albany Film Fest. In fact, you can take BART to El Cerrito Plaza. It's just two blocks away. 7 p.m. Thursday, our guest, director Helen DeMichelle, will be there for Q&A after, and we've also been speaking with Christian Garcia. Congrats on... Yes, you want to add something?
Oh, yeah. And if anyone who's listening would like to learn more about the film and bringing it to your community, you can go to the website, which is sunandsidewalkfilm.org.
There it is, Between the Sun and the Sidewalk. Congrats on the film, you two.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rick.